So today we're talking and thinking about how God stepped into history and how he fulfilled his promises that he made thousands of years before by his prophets. And then we're going to be thinking about this amazing, surprising act or Jesus of God moving towards us and changing history, this point in history. And the people that were caught up in this universal event. And over Christmas, we're going to look at different stories of people that were involved in this Christmas time. But the first one we're going to look at today is somebody who was quite an ordinary man, someone who just wanted to do the right thing by God. And yet he got caught up in this story that challenged him to the core. And it took him to a very surprising place and a future that he wasn't really expecting. So we're going to look at the passage now. We're going to be looking at Matthew 1, 18 to 25. You might want to take hold of this, because what we're going to do is Rosemary is going to come and read to us a piece of creative writing that follows this story through. So you might want to have your Bible in one hand and listen as Rosemary comes to share her piece of creative writing with us. Thank you.
Joseph, what did you think when Mary told you her story? Did you believe her? Did you trust her? You had the right to have her stoned. Instead, you cared enough to contemplate quietly divorcing her. How could you do that quietly? Was your sleep troubled? Did your thoughts go round and round in circles, wondering how it could be true? Wondering what was best for you to do? Certainly not expecting your own angel encounter. Wondering how Mary's could be true. Knowing Old Testament prophecies, but never anticipating for a moment being part of their fulfillment. Then he came as you slept. Angel, radiant, white. You'd never seen an angel before, yet you knew this was what he was. Were you afraid? Did the sound of your pounding heart fill your ears? Did you recall what Mary had said? Did you suddenly realize her story was true? Did you wonder what this could possibly mean? Then the angel spoke. Do not be afraid. Said it to Mary, says it to you. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. What Mary has told you is true. She is pregnant and her baby is the Son of God. Yes, there will be gossip. If she can live with it, so can you. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. As the prophet Isaiah foretold, a virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, God with us. Joseph, in your heart of hearts, what did you make of all this? Nevertheless, you did as the angel said, took Mary as your wife, and when the child was born, you named him Jesus.
Thank you, Rosemary. That was so helpful as we think about this wonderful story of Joseph. I don't know if you've given much thought to Joseph and what he might be like as a man, Sometimes he's kind of a character that's in the back of the nativity story a little bit, isn't he? His presence is there, but we don't always think so much about what it might have been like for him and how he experienced this story as God intervened in world history. So I wonder what you think he might have been like as you listen to what Rosemary was saying, as you look at the passage. There's some interesting things that give us a few clues in this passage about what Joseph might be like. First of all, we know that he was a man with a long godly heritage of men and women in his family who followed God. And you can see that at the beginning of Matthew. He came from an amazing heritage. And I wonder if he grew up with hearing those stories about his ancestors and what it was like to know God and to follow God. The Bible also tells us that he was a working man. He was someone that had trained and was needed to work to live. Often known as a carpenter. The way that was described could have been like a builder type carpenter type role that Joseph was able to do. So he was a specialist person that had trained and had skills that other people would ask him to come and help build their homes and to build bits of furniture. He was probably well known in his community for what he was doing. But then we also learn a bit about his religious life and whether he was a man of faith. I think he was someone that took his religious obligations and beliefs quite seriously, if you have a look at the passage. He honoured Mary, didn't he, by waiting until they were fully married. And it also tells us, Matthew tells us, that he was a man that kept the law. He was a godly, law-abiding man. I think he was probably a considered man who thought things through carefully and had a heart to follow things of God. But there's also some other really wonderful characteristics of his personality that I love when we read about Joseph. I think he was also a man that was compassionate and caring. Matthew tells us that when he discovered that Mary was pregnant, according to the customs of the day, he could have publicly shamed her. It could have been a situation where Mary may even have lost her life. She'd broken a promise, a contract, and that was really significant in those times. I wonder how Joseph felt as he tried to deal with what he thought was the pain of her breaking a promise and all that that meant, the disappointment of that. Yet, Joseph put Mary first, didn't he? We notice in the passage. He chose not to expose her, but to just go through the process of letting her go quietly. And I think that's really helpful for us to know this about Joseph. He was a person that was like you and me. He was an ordinary man going about his everyday life, trying to earn a living and to use a trade. And he knew what it was like to experience broken promises and disappointments and have a future that was shattered. Sometimes the media portrays Christmas, doesn't it, through real rose-tinted glasses, like it's sort of a wonderful, soft, cosy story. Yet as you start to scrape the story and get more into the details of it in the Bible, you realise that it's about everyday people that were struggling with everyday things. And there's pain and there's challenge in there for those that encounter this amazing change that's happening in history. And in this story, we encounter somebody who's on the edge of a relationship breaking down and all the disappointment that might be and what that might mean for him and for Mary. Yet, something surprising happens, doesn't it, in this story that we know well. The story doesn't end like that because God intervenes. God's got a bigger plan and Joseph joins in and is part of that. And it all starts with a dream and an angel. I think one of the things that's really reassuring about this story is that God can speak to us even when we're asleep. That's really encouraging, isn't it? That he can come to us at all points of time. And I wonder sometimes if that's the best way that God can get our attention sometimes when we're so busy that he speaks to us sometimes when we're asleep. And that's what's happened here to Joseph. And dreams are amazing, aren't they? There's lots of instances in the Bible where God speaks to people in dreams and gets their attention. I don't know if any of you have ever had that experience here of God speaking to you in a dream. I certainly have. It hasn't happened very often, but once or twice God has used my sleep to get my attention and to speak to me. And in fact, coming into ministry, I had a significant dream that encouraged me to do that as I came into the presence of God in that dream. But some of you might have had other experiences of dreams, and I'd encourage you to share with each other over lunch if that's the case. It's always really encouraging to hear how God speaks to you in that way. But for Joseph, it was much more than that. He got a dream, but he also got an angel, which is must have been quite a scary, worrying, amazing experience to have. Because at that point, he's woken up to, in his dream, to a spiritual reality. I don't know if that's the right word to use, actually, woken up. But he woke up to this sense of that there's more to life than the physical, that there is something spiritual that's going on. And angels, when they often come, particularly in the Christmas story, they start with, don't be afraid, don't they? I'm sure you've noticed that. So I'm sure it's quite a frightening experience to be met by an angel, but I'm sure it gets your attention. It's a kind of bit of a mind-blowing, deeply spiritual experience of meeting with God's messenger. And I love the story, the message that the angel gives, because if you want a nice précis of what Christmas is all about, the angel gives that to Joseph. It's here in his words to Joseph. He tells Joseph that he needs to take Mary as his wife. There's something significant about Mary, that she's carrying a child that's been conceived by the Holy Spirit. Wow, something amazing is happening at this point. This is not ordinary life. This is very different. And then the angel says it's going to be a boy and that you need to call him Jesus. And of course, as we go through the story, we discover that that name is just so significant that Joseph is asked to call this baby. I wonder how Joseph processed that information and what he thought about it. All those questions that must have been going on in his mind. Marry Mary, he must have thought. Maybe she hasn't betrayed me after all. Maybe what she's told me is true. That moment when the penny dropped. Oh my goodness, this is true. This isn't another man's child. This is a child that's been conceived by the Holy Spirit. This must have been quite an amazing thing to try and get your head round. And call him Jesus. Jesus, who's going to save people from their sins. How can that be? How can this happen? I wonder if Joseph was thinking about all those questions as he met the angel in his dream. Because this special baby that Mary is carrying, that's been conceived miraculously, is none other than the one that has been promised for thousands of years, the one who would save people from their sins. And that's what Jesus, the name Jesus means, doesn't it? It means the Lord saves. Such an important meaning in the name of Jesus. Because as we've already discovered, the Jewish people have been waiting for hundreds of years for the Messiah to come. Someone that would rescue them, that would make them free, that would make them a great nation again. Yet in this encounter that Joseph has with the angel, we start to understand that God has got a much bigger plan than the people of God were expecting. This is much bigger. This is a universal plan that is going to change the world forever. Jesus was going to do much more than free a nation. He was going to come and free us. He was going to come and free every person that was born on earth to release us from darkness, the sin and the mess that we've got ourselves into, that's all around us, that prevents us from coming close to God, that separates us from God. That's why Jesus was coming to save us. And the Apostle Paul talks a lot about this. He talks about the idea of being reconciled or coming back to be with God and to know God. That's why Jesus came, that we might know God, that he might change all the mess and the darkness and the things that trap us and allow us to come back and to know God. But Matthew tells us much more than that. He opens up another door for us to understand about what this amazing, surprising situation is about. He tells us that the baby is going to be a way for us to be forgiven. But much more than that, this baby is actually God present with us. Emmanuel, God with us. I don't know if you've ever thought about this idea of Emmanuel. As I was preparing the talk during the week, I had that moment. I love preparing for sermons because you get these moments when suddenly it just hits you, like in your heart again, and you read something that's really familiar, but it just stirs your spirit. And as I listened about Emmanuel, it made me remember again that this is all about God coming to us. Isn't that amazing? I don't think I deserve God coming to me at all. I don't know how you feel. When you look at our world and the troubles that a lot of our world face, a lot of things that have been done because we as human beings have made choices that damage the world and damage our relationships with other people, I don't think I feel that we deserve God to come to us. And yet, he does. God comes to us. He comes to us as Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God with us. And that is an amazing truth that we take into Advent, isn't it? That God is with us. We're not alone. We're no longer isolated. We can know God. And that's an amazing, amazing gift that Christmas is all about. So just to think about as we finish up, a little bit about Joseph, as we come back to Joseph again, as he received this amazing message from the angel. Joseph goes on to actually get on and do something about it, doesn't he? He doesn't let this moment go and just dismiss it. He realises that he's part of this and he needs to join in and get in with the story. And he doesn't let God down. He does just as the Lord commanded, as Rosemary said. Even though it must have blown his brain, it must have been so surprising, and it challenged a lot of his background thinking about things, he was prepared to get involved. And the Bible doesn't tell us a lot more about Joseph. It gives us a little bit more information. We know that he faithfully followed what God asked him to do. He cared for Mary, and he continued to listen and obey. And in fact, angels came to him two more times. So in the Christmas story, he saw the most angels, which I think is really interesting. Angels came back to him to tell him to take Mary and baby Jesus into Egypt, and then also to remind or tell him to bring Jesus back to Nazareth. So God must have trusted him and spoke to him several times during this story. And each time, Joseph does what is asked of him. And then we discover that he was there when Mary presented Jesus at the temple, and we looked at that story last week. And then we find him one more time. He's there when the younger boy Jesus is found missing in the temple, that story. Joseph is there again, caring and looking after his family, providing for them. And then we don't hear any more about him in Scripture. Some commentators believe that he was maybe a lot older than Mary, and that maybe he died before Jesus actually began his ministry. We just don't know. But his part in God's rescue plan, in this story of Christmas, was essential, wasn't it? If you imagine if Joseph wasn't there, what that might have how that might have rolled out for Mary and what that might have looked like. He played a really important role, and he played his part well, and he was faithful. And like so many people in our Christmas story that we read, we're indebted to him, aren't we, for being a faithful man of God that follows through on what God asked him to do. So I think that's our challenge for us today as we think about this story. It shows us that God uses us, just ordinary people who are willing to be used, just like Joseph. So my question to you today is, are you willing to be used by God? And then I think the other thing that this story reminds us is that amazing truth that God is with us, Emmanuel, that his presence is with us. As we go into Christmas, as we prepare, as we spend time with friends and family, God is with us. And that continues into the year ahead as well. Wherever God takes us in the next year, he will be with us. Praise God. Praise God. I'm just going to quickly pray for us now, and then we're going to sing our final song, From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe. But let's just pray now. So, Father God, I just thank you so much for this story of Joseph that teaches us so much about how you use ordinary people to bring about your purposes. We thank you for this wonderful plan that we talked about earlier in the service that you promised thousands of years before, your rescue plan for the world. And I thank you that you did this in a way that used ordinary people just like us to bring about your purposes. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus who saves us. We thank you for Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And as we move into this Christmas time, help us to see this story afresh of what it means for us and what it means for our friends and family. Give us opportunities to share this wonderful story with other people. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who enabled all this to happen. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.